Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Lord, do that work today, we pray. Continue what you have begun in us. Lord, that you would draw us ever closer to yourself in the very heart of your presence, oh God, the heart of your will. Lord, we yield ourselves afresh to you this day. Mold us and shape us. Lord, if there's any resistance in us, if there's any fear in us, that we might hold back, I pray, Lord, that you would give us grace today, that would fall away. Give us trust, God, that you do all things well. So again, throughout this camp, we pray your blessing rest upon us, your presence, Lord, be sensed and felt, that we would be very aware of it. Lord, there are needs this morning that we carry, needs that we're aware of. Lord, we ask that you would intervene this day. Let this be a day of great victory. Lord, would your name would be exalted and known in this earth, O God. You are a great God. You do great things. Lord, you deliver your people. And so we pray, dear Jesus, show your glory, O God. Speak to our hearts, Lord, this morning as we look to you. Pray your Holy Spirit would instruct us and guide us into truth. We pray this for your name's sake. Amen. Would you turn to Turn to Psalm 139. And if you would stand as we read this morning. And we'll alternate our reading. So I will read two verses. And then you can read two verses, and we'll get through this psalm that way. If you have the ability to switch out versions, I'm reading from the ESV. Psalm 139. O Lord, you have searched me and known me. You know when I sit down and when I rise up. You discern my thoughts from afar.
You search out my path when I lie down.
You hem me in behind and before, and lay your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high, I cannot attain it.
Where shall I go from your spirit, or where shall I flee from your presence? If I ascend to heaven, you are there. If I make my bed in Sheol, you are there.
If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there your hand shall lead me, and your right hand shall hold me.
If I say, surely the darkness shall cover me, and the light shall be night, even the darkness is not dark to you, the night is bright as the day, for darkness is as light with you.
For you formed my inward parts, you knitted me together in my mother's womb. I praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works. My soul knows it very well.
My frame was not hidden from you when I was being made in secret, intricately woven in the depths of the earth. Your eyes saw my unformed substance, and in your book were written every one of them, the days that were formed for me, when as yet there were none of them.
How precious to me are your thoughts, O God! How vast is the sum of them. If I would count them, they are more than the sand. I awake, and I am still with you.
Oh, that you would slay the wicked, O God. O men of blood, depart from me. They speak against you with malicious intent. Your enemies take your name in vain.
Do I not hate those who hate you, O Lord? And do I not loathe those who rise up against you? I hate them with complete hatred. I count them my enemies.
Search me, O God, and know my heart.
I should have mentioned that we should read this in light of our study this morning. El Roi, or Roy, the God who sees. And so we'll reflect on that this morning. But let's sing hymn number 465.
Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
To do the testimony. It happened last night. It's a miracle. I did not pray. But Brother Paul told me that Saturday evening before the staff meeting, she said, you should say, too many things in my life I could tell about me and Jesus leading. 1980 up to now, you know how many stories I can write a book. But just the things happened last night, it surprised me, because I don't know which testimony I should say, so I'm kind of nervous. Yesterday morning and afternoon, I keep on thinking, just in case I have to stand up, what should I say? And when we're praying, that I never thought that God healed my arms. Every year in the spring, I'm waiting for the email from Brother Paul that Candice openly invite me to be, you know, as a staff. So, but this year I'm kind of difficult, because last year when I was here about August, my arm become very painful. I don't know why, and I cannot lift. I can only raise up to here, so I have difficult. I cannot come here to do the housekeeping, so I'm kind of hesitate. But I said, God, if you want me to come, give me an opportunity, because this is every year's my expectation. I hope to come. And the last minute before I'm going to airplane, next day, I early check in. My green card expired. I couldn't be able to get on the boat, but I still, you know, write my daughter to send the renew application form for me. At 1 hour before I'm going to the airport to try my luck. But the letter came in, so I'm on the way, I'm here. I never prayed that my arms can be lit. Last night, a miracle happened. I was here, I was singing a Chinese song. That's the first song when I begin my Christian life. I don't want to tell you how old I am, but I'm a Christian for 40 years. I see many, many miracles, healings, but my health is good, so I never pray for, you know, something like this. And I'm singing the song, God, Father. You are my Heavenly Father, please let my heart desire for you. I'm only want to belong to you. That's the first, like almost like the first worship song I learned. So I keep on saying this in Chinese. And I don't know why I lift up my hands easily. Sunday morning when I'm trying to take off my coat in the village meeting room, it takes me 5 minutes to go off my jacket. Mm. But now I'm totally doing a lot of things miraculously almost every day. So too many stories. I'm so thankful. I know if he can heal me, I mean, if he heals me, he can do to every one of you and your family. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you for what you've done for our sisters.
Yes, Lord.
Give him praise and glory for your
great work.
Thank you, Lord, that we can rely on you in every situation.
Yes, Lord.
That there is healing for us even in these days.
Yes, Jesus.
And we pray, oh God, that you will move among us and cause your great glory to be shown among us, Lord. Heal bodies.
Yes.
Heal souls, minds. Untangle our hearts, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
We know that you are able to do this, and I thank you for that.
Yes, Amen. Lord. Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord.
I feel prompted to say something about that, the healing power of the Lord. See if I can stand up here. Some of you know Michael Corrigan. He was he is a young man who was here at camp for many years, and he has a work down in Fredericksburg. And he and his wife love the Lord, are deep into the Word and prayer, and they have a congregation in Fredericksburg, Virginia. And it wasn't really taking off in all respects. The numbers weren't there. And they decided that they were going to open the church every morning, I think it's 7 or 7:30, for prayer. And they did that. And suddenly things started moving in that fellowship. People started coming, not only to that morning prayer, but families started coming in, large families started coming in. Mm. There was a move of God among that congregation. And one of the outstanding things that Michael has told me and I've heard is the healing that takes place. He says he doesn't preach healing. He does preach healing, but in these instances, he didn't preach healing that particular night. And people just got healed. They get up the next meeting and they testify how the Lord in that meeting touched them and healed them. And I just think that's wonderful and marvelous. We don't have to rev up faith. We don't have to rev up the congregation or speak necessarily on it. Of course, it's good if we hear preaching about that God's still able to hear us. But God just moved because people had faith.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thankful for that, that God is still on the throne.
Yeah.
He hasn't forgotten us. Yeah. He is meeting our needs, every one of them.
Yes. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord. Think of number 9 in the white book. Number 9.
Mm-hmm.
covenant. Praise the Lord. We've heard much of that this morning, the victory that God has been giving to many. We're thankful for that.